This week is the deadline for the state of Washington and the federal government to reach an agreement on how to clean up radioactive tank waste at the Hanford Nuclear Reservation. The two sides can't agree on a timeline, but with this week's 40-day deadline, it seems the state and the U.S. Department of Energy have very different views on where things are. Correspondent Anna King has this update.
In statements released this week, the Federal Department of Energy says, quote, "The discussions to date have been constructive." Meanwhile, the state says after 40 days, the parties haven't reached an agreement and is, quote, "considering its options," end quote. That could mean legal action. So far, top officials from Washington State and the federal government have had two face-to-face meetings, one early in May in Washington, D.C., and another here in Richland on May 21st. Those meetings weren't public. And information about those discussions is tight. The problem the two governments are trying to hammer out involves an agreement signed by both of them back in 2010. It set deadlines for the retrieval of Hanford's tank waste and for building and operating a massive factory that would bind up the sludge in glass logs at Hanford. The Federal Energy Department has told Washington officials most of the deadlines in that agreement aren't going to fly. It says the work is more complicated and they need steady money from Congress to meet the deadlines. I'm Anna King in Richland.